There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Losing streak is to spend the next hour listening to my cool inventions conversation with three of the coolest cats around. They would be Akos Dankura,
meow,
John Cremens,
meow,
and Doug Steffen,
meow.
On the air with the My Cool Inventions radio program, and we'll introduce you.
You guys want me to slap him for you?
What in the world?
Are you close to him? Can you hit him from where you are?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
Somebody hit him.
Through the wonders of radio, I'm where I am, and you are where you are. Although, a week from today, we'll all be together.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that going to be great? That's going to be great, right?
Right. Am I going to do my program? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Do I have the ability? Richie, can we do my program from their studio, or do I have to go find some place like a rabbit hole in order to do the program? What do you have for studio? I don't even know what you have for studios there.
No, it's a real studio complex.
Really?
Yes.
Come with the emphasis on complex.
Complex. If you, John wired it up, so it's like
I
wired
say,
over. Like
I heard the Cremens put this all together, so I'm thinking I'm
right. Wires everywhere.
He's
got a television studio building put in there. He's almost done it. There's like more wires over there.
Maybe what I do is in the basement of your house or something, Akos. That could be it.
You know,
there's
in Florida, there are no basements.
No basements, that's right, too. Okay.
Because you know what the basement is? Water.
Yes, it is. Right. Have a drink or have a bath.
We're looking forward to you coming in. What time on Monday are you coming in?
I'm not sure. It depends on traffic and whether I actually get my new car by Friday when I have to get out of here or not.
Car? You're getting a new car?
Lawyers and lawyers and lawyers and all that stuff. It's a long
buying cars from lawyers?
Lawyers are giving you cars? What?
Actually, I feel like I have. I bought a car here in Santa Monica on the 20th of February. So paid for it, and I wanted to register in Massachusetts instead of California because it's less expensive. So they said, okay, it'll take a while. We got to send the paperwork to Boston. I said, just give it to me, and next time I go, I'll get it stamped, and we'll get the registration. No, we can't do that because we have to prove to the state of California that you actually took the car out of here. I said, well, I'm going to get the registration. I'll bring it back, put the plates on the car. You can take a picture, and I'll leave. And they said, no, we can't do that. So from that day to this day, I've not seen a registration. I haven't seen the thing is so my, and they lied to me. They told me it was going to be done in the fourth week. They said, we'll have it this week. Well, they hadn't even started it in the fourth week. So they said it would be another 4 weeks, at which time I went off the loose rail. And so my lawyer's talking to their lawyer.
I don't want to see you off a loose rail.
Thank you.
It just doesn't make sense, right?
It doesn't make any sense.
Is that California? It's got to be California.
No. It's this dealership because they are just so arrogant. I said earlier, Richie says I'm going to get a cowhead on my bed. The Russians have taken over most of the car dealerships here in Los Angeles.
What did you buy? What did you buy? A Maserati or something?
A Lada? What did you buy?
Range Rover.
I like those. Yeah. Cars. Yeah. Yes, I'm trying to talk to Mrs.
Now I start talking about it, I don't want to talk about it anymore because it so annoys me. The nth degree.
Well, should we get some muscle in there? Should we go with it? We'll fly over and
go take care of business or what?
It depends
on what it's all about.
Well, yeah.
We should go in there and say, John, we're here to help you find the registration.
Yeah. And Akos is here to focus you on figuring it out.
What we have here is a focus problem.
Yes, we do. What's that old line? What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yes. I have a friend. Actually, we have a friend of ours, the inventor of the activator, Pete Banks. And believe it or not, you know, we talk about this activator a lot, but that guy was what they call a minder. He was a professional minder.
What does that mean?
Now, he's retired now. That's what I asked him. A minder is he had an organization that protected people. So basically a bodyguard organization. So when, very important people were traveling, his organization would go ahead and take care of things and make sure they were minded.
Minding.
Bodyguard type of thing. And so he was here visiting me in Florida one time, and I had a vendor who was, you know, was messing around with me on delivery of something. and Pete Banks just walked in very politely, and he looked at him, and Pete Banks is about 6'7", maybe.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's better part of 350.
You know? Send him out of here.
He's built. And I'm a big guy, but I could stand behind him and you wouldn't see me. And he walked in and said, "What we have here is just, you're just not focused enough on the solution to this problem." and ACOS has asked me to come in here to help focus your mind on the solution.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take to get it solved?
Oh, 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was done. Didn't take very long.
I wish I had you guys out here for this deal anyway. All right, so we're here to help you. The best way to help sometimes is to help yourself, right? The cool inventions that come before us. Yesterday, by the way, how'd that tablet pistol grip work out in terms of thumbs up?
67%.
Oh. Ooh, not that good. Huh?
Not that good.
That didn't do that well at all. All right, well, today we'll have Jim Hill with us. This is a way for you to take care of the grouting needs that you have in your bathroom or your kitchen or whatever it is. Another cool inventor. ACOS Jankura, the solutionist. John Creemans, who is the doctor of Shopology. One of the things that I tout frequently with you fellas here are the various crowdfunding mechanisms. Earlier today on the Good Day program, we had this fellow Danny Tedesco on. I think I mentioned this on Monday. ACOS, you weren't here. I'd gone to see the movie about the Wrecking Crew. I didn't talk to either one of you about this. This is a documentary. Did I talk to you about it yesterday?
You talked to me about it.
I did, okay. All right. It so overtook my... I was overwhelmed by the story of these great musicians that were responsible pretty much for all the instrumental work done in Los Angeles in the 60s and the early 70s. They did hundreds and thousands, actually, of records. And... nobody knew who they were. I mean, you think when you watch the Monkees play, they're actually playing. No. When you think the Beach Boys are out doing their own music, no.
That's the one that blew my mind.
What, the Beach Boys?
Is that the Beach Boys didn't play their own music on the
record.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, these guys did it, and they did. There was one woman and I think 24 men, and they really, really...
Glenn Campbell was one of them.
Glenn Campbell was one of them, yes. He was.
Really? Glenn Campbell was one of the sort of studio musicians?
The record.
He had a backup band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's really, see it. You both will like it a lot. But the reason I bring it up here is because they finished the production of the movie by going to Kickstarter and getting a crowdfunding. I think they got, they were looking for $120,000, and I think they got $1.2 million. They got plenty of money to finish it off, and now they're promoting it well. It's worth the visit. And so when you think about all that can be done with these crowdfundings, whether they're profit or nonprofit, I was noticing the nonprofit equivalent is GoFundMe, which takes care of... And I found GoFundMe when somebody asked me to help pay for the funeral expenses for someone in town that I had known. They didn't have any money. So they put it up on the GoFundMe site, and you could watch, and I didn't really want people to know it was me that gave the money, so I tried to do it circuitously. But what they'll do is, in this case, they needed $8,000 for a funeral, and, you know, people give them $50 and $100 and that sort of thing. And then ultimately you get to the point of, hopefully in this case, paying off what it cost the family to bury this guy because they didn't have any insurance. And so at GoFundMe.com right now, or .org, there is a story of a firefighter who died, and his wife had nothing, and so they've raised $197,000 in Miami, 2,900 donors in 7 days. The wife was left, you know, this guy got killed, I think, in a fire, if I'm not mistaken, and the wife was left with nothing. So they'd come now. I don't know what she needed the money for. But there are gift baskets that are coming as well. It's just one of those things that when you look at it, you think, okay, why would this thing be necessary? They had a baby, the guy got killed, so there's no, this money's going to be used for college as much as anything else. But they have these, they'll qualify and give a lot of information. You can go directly, it's almost like a wedding. You can go directly, in this case, to Toys R Us, and buy things that will help the baby because there's no father, you know, that kind of stuff. I just think these sort of things are good to know about, and I think it's a good site So that's why I tout it, if you fellas don't mind me paying attention to that. I just think it helps us. I mean, it's not entrepreneurial, but yet it's a way of helping people that are in need, using a technique that is also used to help people who are in business, in essence, or to start a business, which is what we're about. You have the Michael Inventions Fund there. How often do you actually end up using that to help people, ACOS?
We do it on specific, we target people. For example, the restring it guy needed some money for the infomercial.
Uh-huh.
So we then focused on it and we raised some money for him. So mm-hmm. it's not like a GoFundMe or Kickstarter where there's thousands and thousands of projects up there. We select who really needs the help, and then we promote them on the radio, and we try to lift those people up a little bit and give them what they need. And yeah. John and I were just talking about it. We're going to spend the next 12 months really focusing on the My Invent Fund, because it's the right target. And one thing we're not going to allow, I think some of things like Kickstarter, and I can say it out loud, I think your project that you just mentioned is an awesome application for Kickstarter. What I don't like to see are these Chinese companies coming in here, throwing up some Chinese gadget up there, pretending it's some kind of a new thing. And all they're doing is selling the item.
You've got to know what you're investing in. You can't be suckered in. That's what ACOS is saying. A lot of people will use this because there's no real guideline. There's no government agency over it, so you're kind of in the Wild West. So you will see people that will put things up, and they'll hoodwink you into thinking you're going to get something out of it, and you're going to get nothing out of it.
Right.
And that's why ACOS is suggesting you better know what you're investing in before you do it, which is obviously sage advice. 18 after the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I have to confess, I love a good beauty steal. Eyeshadows, fancy anti-wrinkle creams, nail polishes, anything I can get my hands on, I take. I really stuff my bag.
It's Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event. Get daily beauty steals on all your favorite brands, like Urban Decay and Benefit. Plus, enjoy in-store events with tips and trends from the experts.
Tricks on doing a cat eye? Yeah, I steal those too.
Visit Ulta.com or an Ulta Beauty near you. Ends April 4th.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
What?
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Now 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with John Cremins and Akos Jankura. We'll be meeting our inventor of the day in a few moments. My Cool Inventions Radio is on the air. If you have an idea, remember this. All great achievements take time. You will not succeed doing this if you're in a hurry. Because I don't see, what's the old adage? He was an overnight success in 20 years. You know, that kind of thing. I'm not suggesting it'll take you 20 years, but you got to build one brick at a time. If you're playing a game, it's a play at a time. Businesses grow one customer at a time. And I think that's the hardest thing, especially these big companies now that lose touch with the customer. The car dealership I'm talking about is an example. They sell cars that people really want. So people put up with bad service. They put up with Jerkelburgers as sales folks. And they, in essence, live because they want. And and when you have a closed business like that, it makes it easy for the people to get sloppy that run the business. But if you're starting a business and you have that approach, you will fail. And ultimately, you'll fail even if you have
wrong again selling.
What? What do you mean wrong again?
There's so much competition out there in the car business. Guys that make mistakes like the people who sold you your car, you will never go back to them, right?
Never.
You're going to go to the other dealership across the street, right?
There are three other Rover dealerships around.
Right. Exactly. So it's not like they're sitting around going, it's no big deal. This guy's going to come back. He's got no other choice. They do.
Yeah. What'd you start to say, Akos?
I like Rich's conversation. I was going to comment that some of these dealerships and these organizations have too many processes. And so what happens, they focus on the process and not on the people. So right. What happens when you get out of touch with the people and just on the process, you fall between the cracks. And I think that's what you might have done. I don't know your situation, but it sounds a little bit like that.
I'm not the guy to let fall through the cracks. Maybe somebody else, but I'm not the right guy. They didn't figure it. They didn't pay attention to it. It isn't that it was difficult. It was pretty easy, actually. The deal was cut and dried. I didn't even haggle on the price. The car said, this is the price. I said, okay, that's the price. We worked everything out, and it was done in probably 20, 25 minutes. The whole thing was put together in a half an hour. And then the dominoes began to fall because they said, oh, no problem. We've registered cars in other states. But the guy who was the salesman said, the best thing for you to do is get it across the state line and do with it what you want to. And that's what we were going to do. The next day, we were going to just put it on a truck, get it off, because that's what they have to do to satisfy the state of California. I mean, imagine how crazy that is. Just to get, excuse me, money from you, they're so desperate to make sure that you're not going to screw them on their sales tax that you have to show, you have to take a picture of the car on a truck being taken out of town. And then when you get it across state lines, you have to take another picture of it showing the leaving California sign. Can you imagine anything more childish than that?
All you have to do is send us a picture of the truck. John will Photoshop it for you.
Yeah. I'll just make it look reverse. Reverse.
He'll even take a picture through the rear view camera. So the rear view mirror, so it'll be like a perfect shot. We'll make it very artistic.
So the only thing you're trying to do is just not pay the sales tax in California.
I don't want to pay 9% sales tax in California. The sales tax in Massachusetts is 6%. So why would I want to pay an extra 3% when I don't want the car registered in California in the first place?
So, in Canada, I can ship anything out of province, because out of state, and as long as I prove I've shipped it out of state or out of province, there's no sales tax.
Right. That's the whole idea here, too. But
In fact, they don't even have to charge the other provincial sales tax. What's interesting in Canada, let's say you're in Quebec and you buy a car in Ontario, like another province. Yeah. If I prove that I shipped it to you in Quebec, nobody gets the sales tax, not Quebec or Ontario.
Really? Why don't I? Yeah. I think I'll move to Canada then.
Or
if you just go to Canada.
I'm telling you.
Or if you just bought your car in California, paid the tax, took it to Boston and then or Massachusetts, and then just registered it there.
No, and then you'd pay 3% more tax. 28 after, this is My Cool Inventions Radio.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview, you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. bidbit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The hour now, My Cool Inventions Radio. The deadline for participating is drawing nigh. In a moment, we're going to meet Jim Hill with his Grout Gator. I was talking about the choices that we make and how it is that you push yourself ahead. I found, using my imagination, I promised that I was going to bring you the Napoleon Hill book, John, and I have it with me in my bag. So when we're together, cool. I'll give it to you because of a great, great read. And it's very important, I think, for people who are starting out something brand new and they have an idea how to make it work and they're wondering how come things don't go as well as you might like them to go. Well, a lot of times it's in your head, in your mind. I'm sure that both of you, as you planned how to do the network or you planned your other things in your career, we've worked together, you have had in your mind what you wanted to do. And so what I say is you pull that picture from your mind and put it into some place that's operational, because thoughts are things, and when you can take what's in your mind, I mean, it goes back to the discussion of music even. Imagine some people being able to put, I just go back to Beethoven or Bach or any of the great composers, and you think that they can put a chart with notes on. There are only 8 notes in music. That's it. And so putting them on with sharps and flats and imagining what they're going to sound like in their head before they ever even play them is an extraordinary feat. But think about it in terms of what Steve Jobs did with Apple or Gates did with Microsoft or anybody who's come up with an idea that basically was something that was in your imagination. And then what do you do with it? You got to somehow or other translate it, transfer it from your imagination into reality. And I think that's the hardest part for a lot of people. How do you do that? And I just say, I mean, it's an amazing thing. I mean, when you look at the stuff you've invented, Akos, the things that you have sold, you had the idea in your head before you put it on a piece of paper, right? You
of course, yeah.
Created it in your mind.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because, you know, when you first start creating it, it always evolves and moves and changes. And you just got to let the creative juices flow and you got to write it down and firm it up and go with something.
Yeah. Well, let's see how we do following that image and that idea with Jim Hill, who is now here with his Grout Gator. So take it away, boys.
So we found Jim. He came to us in the radio program. We found him at the Houseware show in Chicago. And, you know, we do a lot of cleaning products on HSN and QVC around the world. And kind of, I don't want to say we're cleaning experts, but we're in the top 10 percentile for sure. And we really, this invention caught our eye because one of the hardest things to clean is grout. And it's kind of one of those areas that no one really addresses. If you go to the grocery store or go to the big store, the big parking lot to look for cleaners, grout cleaning is kind of missing in a sense, or it's not very prevalent. And this guy has come up, Jim has come up with something called the grout cleaner that cleans your grout. And what's really amazing about it, he's got this tool that allows you to sort of do four or five different grouts at the same time. So he's got this tool, he's got four or five adjustable brushes, so you can do like a whole area of your tile, all the grout at the same time. It's really quite interesting. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So explain to all of our listeners, sort of describe it as well as you can to somebody who can't see it, just hear you, exactly what is a grout gator?
Grout gator is a cleaning brush where you have a handle that you hold. You can also put a pole on the end so you don't have to get on the hands and knees. And then you line up little brushes along the basic body of it, so you can clean 2, 3, 4, 8. I've had up to 12 brush heads on the grout gator handle, so that way you can clean your grout lines much, much faster than one old toothbrush at a time.
So basically you're lining up the lines of the grout, because of course the tiles are exactly the same size, so you could line up 4, 5, or 6 of tiles depending on the width of the tile, and as you move back and forth, you're literally doing a bunch of grout lines at the same time, right?
Exactly, and even if your tiles are different widths, you could do a 2-inch tile, could be next to a 4-inch tile, next to a 6-inch tile. You could line those brushes, little brush heads up in any configuration, a 2-inch, 4-inch, 1-inch, 6-inch, 13-inch, and just fly through lots of grout lines at once.
So what's your background?
I'm actually I own an apparel company. We make sports apparel for the running, outdoor, and the ski market. Been doing that for 30 years. I was a competitive runner for 4 or 5 years before that. And so I've got a business background, but I had no background in cleaning or plastics or really any household items. It was just basically all in sports and apparel. So that's my background.
So how did you sort of wake up one morning and said, I got to solve the grout cleaning problems of the world?
I know. It's crazy. I know my friends look at me. I'm nuts. But, yeah, I'm the guy in my household who cleans the grout lines. And we've got a lot of tile in the house, all over the house. And I just couldn't believe there was not a device out there that you could clean lots of grout lines at once. So the idea popped in my head, and I kicked it around, made a lot of prototypes. Finally, I just had to do something about it, and so I got it rolling.
Well, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to hearing his pitch, John. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's get your pitch. We're going to give you 60 seconds, a minute to pitch it. And your job is to win over our listener. And our listener will vote. They can vote thumbs up or they can vote thumbs down. You can do that, listener, by going to mycoolinventions.com. It's mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button. You can see the grout gator. You can read about it and click on your vote, thumbs up or thumbs down. Or if you're out and about, you can text to vote. Text the word thumbs up, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, all one word, or thumbs down to 22333. That's 22s and 33s. And by the way, if you're early voting, my friend John here is erasing your vote. We're getting a flood of votes. You got to wait till the pitch is over to get your vote in. So text to vote or go on the internet to vote, or you can phone us at 1-888-877-0490, and register your vote there. So, Jim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's hear it.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
If you have tiles in your home, you ought to have grout. I can build the center of the grout here. Grout is those lines between tiles and collects all the nasty dirt, grime, mold, and mildew. I can pile grout all through my house, in my hallways, in my bathroom, in my shower, on my floors, on my ceilings, on my walls. After 20 years of cleaning grout, one out one at a time, with an old toothbrush, the idea for the grout gator popped into my head. It comes with four brush heads that slide onto the handle to fit grout lines from 2 to 13 inches apart, letting you clean your grout lines to the four grout lines at once. The grout gator is only $29.95 and is available at www.groutgator.com. That's groutgator.com. And don't forget, go to the grout gator at mycoolinventions.com.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
There's Jim's pitch on the grout gator. You can vote by going to mycoolinventions.com and voting on the page there, or you can text the vote. Text the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. Good job, Jim. I noticed that you got the CTA, which is the call to action, which we always tell inventors to do. Make sure you ask the people to do something at the end of the pitch. Otherwise, it's just a nice, thoughtful presentation. But you did it. You said vote for you on My Cool Inventions. We have a couple questions for you, John and I. Number one,
yeah.
How did you come up with the retail price? Like, how did you establish $29.99 as your retail price?
Very, very good question. Well, the first thing I looked up is how much time the item would save, and it obviously saves tons of time. The second thing I looked at was there anything like this in the market? And there is nothing like this in the market, and there never has been that I could ever find. So it had a whole new proposition of what the price, you know, could be, should be. I think a lot of inventors and business owners, they go out and they sell themselves short. They get talked into a too low price. Because everybody, that's the easy way to sell things, right? Sell something is that will lower the price. But to really pay for all the development, all the molds, all the advertising, all the trade shows, you need to make a little money along the way. So you need to come up with a unique idea and have a price that can support everything that's going to go in, not just in the startup phase, but in the months and years of all the marketing, the advertising, the TV ads, everything it takes. So that, anyways, that's how I came up with the $29.95 price, is I felt like it was fair enough, it was a unique product, and I think people will pay that.
I love the idea that you support there, but how does it sell at $29.99? Have you been to said trade shows? I saw you at the Houseware show. Have you been to other trade shows where people have the opportunity to exchange cash for your item?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been doing this for about 2 years, and we've sold through tens of thousands of them. We go to some of the cleaning shows, and no matter how many samples I bring to the cleaning show, I'll sell every single sample. We're selling on Amazon.com. We're selling on Bed Bath & Beyond in Florida in a test. We're selling in Restaurant Depot back east. So
$30. So they're selling it at Bed Bath at $30?
They're selling it for $30 at Bed Bath & Beyond, so, yeah.
Do you have a video above the item, or is it just sitting there on its own on the shelf?
We have a... Oh, no, we don't have a video on the shelf, no. There's no video on the shelf.
John, what do you think? A video on the shelf might work, right?
Oh, but if he's already selling there, I mean, people are already getting it.
But maybe it's easier for them to see how it
works. Video would be easy, though. I mean, because as soon as you see it working, and you see it on different tile, different styles of the tile, that thing would rock.
So, Doug, what do you think? You have tile on the farm there?
Yeah, I've actually used tile, the usual place, the bathroom and the kitchen, that sort of thing. But we also have the mangers that the cows eat in or eat from, and they're tiled. And it's one of the most difficult things to keep this stuff clean. I don't know if this application is for the barn, but I think that when you figure how much dirt... The thing that always bothers me, or it was on my mind the first time I ever... really thought this through, is how much bacteria is in when that stuff is darker. All that darkness is bacteria.
Yeah, and mold.
You want to get in, you want to get it out, because it's oof. That can't be good for you.
So I like this item.
Yeah. I really like it. I mean, I did when I first looked at it. When I stopped by, I'm going, oh, holy
you
cow.
Dragged me over there. I was in some other part of the building. Jim, John comes running over.
Yeah. Is Jim the right salesperson for his product?
I think he might be. I think he is. I think he's got passion. I think he's got the right delivery. He sounds very good. I think, I don't know how presentable he'd be on television. Maybe he'd be excellent on TV. I'd find that people who work trade shows get better and better at it. I'd rather have a guy from a trade show experience on TV than anybody else, because they've seen people's eyes as they've been pitching it, and that's kind of the best experience you can get. One of the reasons we recommend everybody to go to a trade show, because you cut your teeth there like no other place. Right, Jim?
Absolutely. I've been to probably 150 trade shows.
Wow.
Then you qualify.
That's really good.
So if you want to vote, go to mycoolinventions.com, vote thumbs up or thumbs down, hit the vote button. You can see the great the Grout Gator. It's an awesome-looking item. Or you can text the vote. Text to 22333. That's the texting number, two twos and three threes. And just text the word thumbs up, all one word, or thumbs down, all one word. And get four. You can call us at 1-888-877-0490 and register your vote that way.
Yeah, they're voting.
Yeah, they're crazy. How much is voting?
Yeah, it's up to almost, 89?
89%. Oh, that sounds good.
Been going around.
I voted thumbs up for him, too.
Doug?
I think we're supposed to have a commercial. Richie may have fallen asleep.
No, I'm sitting there waiting for you to say it's
47 Bass the Hour. It's 47 Bass the Hour on Michael and Vengeance Radio.
Thank you.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online on 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
When I hear about government spying, lying, secrecy, and overreach, I want a change in leadership. In almost every election, I hear people saying we ought to throw the bums out and replace the old politicians with new politicians. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we see that the problem isn't so much who is in power, but whether government ought to have such power in the first place. Today's government far exceeds the responsibility given to it by the Constitution. Politicians and bureaucrats think they are beyond accountability. That is a threat to freedom no matter who is in power. The real solution is to return government to its constitutional limits without power over every detail of our lives. Only we the people can do this.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We'll be right back.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The state of Indiana and its governor dealing with a barrage of criticism over its new religious freedom law. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Indiana Governor Mike Pence recently signed a bill into law, and it didn't take long for opponents to react to it. The law is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which goes into effect in July. Some say the law could allow businesses to deny service to gay, lesbian, or transgender people. Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard is among those condemning the new law. He said it could very well allow discrimination based on sexual orientation.
Indianapolis will not be defined by this. Indianapolis welcomes everybody.
And the mayor had this message for state legislators.
Fix this law. Either repeal it or pass a law that protects all who live, work, and visit Indiana.
The Republican House Speaker in Indiana, Brian Bosma, said state lawmakers do plan to revise the bill with new legislation that would make using the law to discriminate illegal. Even so, the backlash continues inside and outside of Indiana. Connecticut's Governor Dan Malloy is banning any Connecticut state employee from traveling to Indiana using taxpayer funds. Malloy said there's a similar law on the books in his state, but with significant differences.
In Connecticut, we honor religious freedom, and people have the right to their own practices, but we don't allow you to use your religious freedom to discriminate against somebody else.
The governor of Washington State has also issued a ban on state-funded travel to Indiana. Portland, Oregon has done the same for all city-funded travel. Seattle and San Francisco have done the same. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
I'm Chris Wall. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to pick up where they left off yesterday. A good start to the new work week. The Dow gaining 263 points, closing at 17,976. NASDAQ up 56 points. S&P rose 25. 0 hour is approaching. A marathon day of nuclear negotiations is underway in Switzerland, with a crucial deadline just hours away to get a deal done. The U.S., one of six nations in talks with Iran, aimed at limiting that country's nuclear development. In exchange, Iran could see harsh international sanctions eased or lifted. If you are holding a Radio Shack gift card, you might want to get to a Radio Shack today. The bankrupt electronics retailer says they will accept gift cards until closing time today. The chain wants to close up shop at most of its retail locations at the end of the day today to avoid having to pay rent for the month of April. Closing notes. The president is getting a new ride in the sky. We're talking about Air Force One. The military is reportedly planning to purchase three new Boeing 747s, which will be used as Air Force One. The current 747s used to transport the president are 25 years old or older. Price tag for the new 747-8s, which will be modified with new tech and security features, at least $3 billion. And yes, you probably noticed we're using the theme to the 1997 movie Air Force One here. Harrison Ford starred as President James Marshall. Speaking of Harrison Ford and planes, Ford is reportedly out of the hospital 3 weeks after crashing his small vintage plane on a California golf course. Ford, who is 72, was rushed to UCLA Medical Center with serious injuries, but a source told People magazine he was seen this past Saturday driving around L.A. So there you go. We very neatly tied Air Force One, the actual plane, the movie, its leading man, and his own plane mishap all together in one nice package for you. Just one more request for Harrison Ford as President Marshall. Please say it just once for us. Please.
Get off my plane.
That's all we needed. Well done. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.